you had to make sure that what you were doing was compatible with what they were doing next door. So you would go and talk to them, and we had to talk to the aerodynamics people quite a bit, because obviously they had to work out what the air loads were on the flying controls before we could work out what load was required to make them work. So yeah, there was quite a bit of going around talking to other people, and hey, can you let us have that? And yes, can we have it tomorrow? No. And well, how about next week then? Yes, it was all very interrelated. In fact, the design of an aeroplane is quite a complicated thing, because it's so many people in different disciplines, and somebody's got to make sure the whole lot comes together. And it sometimes amazes me that we managed with Concorde, because half of it was designed down in Toulouse in French, and in the early days we didn't speak very good French, and they didn't speak very good English either, and there were a number of misunderstandings. But I mean, if you read the press, they were saying, well, the bits were never joined together because they work in millimetres and they work in inches, you know. but it did. I mean, it was amazing, really. It was groundbreaking stuff. I mean, it had never been done before. And I really enjoyed it. I saw an advert the other day for employees for BAE Systems. I couldn't believe it. They wanted people who could take risks. We didn't take any risks at all. In my day, the word was proceed with caution. And if you weren't sure something was going to work properly, you had to have a backup solution. You made sure. I mean, talking about the landing gear, at the end of the flight, it's absolutely vital that Concorde gets all three legs down. Because if it doesn't, it crashes, it kills people. And we had various ways of getting the landing gear down at the end of the flight. We had three separate ways of doing it. And we thought, you know, that'd be pretty good. Getting it up's not a problem. If you can't get it up, it goes around and lands again. But if you can't get it down, you're in big trouble. The other problem with the landing gear is, because it's a supersonic aircraft, you don't want the landing gear falling out at twice the speed of sound, because that wouldn't do it much good either. So you've got a real challenge to design a landing gear that always stays up when you want it to stay up, but it always comes down when you want it to come down.